If you've been to a number of funerals, this reading from the prophet Isaiah today should sound extremely familiar, and with good reason. It's a beautiful image of God's mercy and love after death. You know, this mercy and love is shown through the abundance of rich food that we see in this reading, showing us that when we enter into our eternal life in heaven, we'll no longer need to toil for our needs. Likewise, we see that there will be an end to pain, an end to sorrow, an end to death, an end to everything that hurts us in our life today. This is a very beautiful image of what heaven will be like for those who are faithful to him. Well, our Lord takes this image of heaven and he adds on to it. He continues it through his parable of the wedding feast, that this great wedding feast has been prepared for us. The invitations have been sent. But now our Lord puts a little bit of a twist on it. He puts just a little bit of a change. He tells us that not everyone who was invited to this wedding feast will attend. He tells us that some of those who are invited just ignore the invitation. They go on with their daily lives. They just don't even bother with it. Others go to their homes. They go to their businesses. They go to their farms. They not just do they ignore it, but they go away. They leave. Well, of course, when we look at these parables, we need to realize that parables aren't just for a specific time and place, but they are also talking to us today. We have been invited to that heavenly wedding banquet, that heavenly wedding feast that our Lord describes. But that this wedding banquet is not something that we participate just after our life is over, but we participate in it now. As St. Paul tells us, "My God will fully supply whatever you need in accord with his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." God wants to bestow his mercy and love upon us throughout our lives. Again, not just after death, but throughout our lives, from the first moment of our existence until our death and beyond. But to receive this mercy and love of God, we need to be able to trust as St. Paul did, who says, "I can do all things in him who strengthens me." So the question for us is, how do we respond to that invitation from God, that invitation to this heavenly wedding feast? Do we ignore it? Are we like those who ignored it, who just, we don't allow our faith to influence our lives? It really doesn't matter to us. It's not important to us. We live as if we don't believe. And there's many in our culture today who do. Or what we believe doesn't matter in our daily lives. We put God in our little box we pull out once in a while when we go to Mass, and that's about it. Or when we send our kids to religious ed, and that's about it. Or are we like those who went away? Do we live like that, where we allow other things in our lives, other activities, other things that are more important to us to keep us from God? You know, we may believe in God, we may believe in the importance of following him, but we allow our sports, our jobs, our recreation, our social activities to be more important than practicing our faith? Or do we accept this invitation? Do we open our eyes to God? And then can we say, like the people in the first reading, we look to God to save us?